The Water Values Podcast is sponsored by the following market-leading companies and organizations. By Ziptility, helping utilities capture more, better, and accurate data from the field. By Intera, geoscience and engineering solutions. By Xylem, let's solve water. By the American Water Works Association, dedicated to the world's most important resource. And by Black & Veatch, building a world of difference. This is session 165.
Welcome to the Water Values Podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to water utilities, resources, treatment, reuse, and all things water. Now here's your host, Dave McGibson.
Hello and welcome to another session of the Water Values Podcast. As my daughter Sarah said, my name is Dave McGimsey and thank you so much for joining me. We have a terrific show for you today. We have Brian Iverson of Cimbria Capital, who's going to talk about private equity and its role in the water sector, what he looks for when they're investing in companies in the water sector. It's a fascinating look at the kind of pulling back the curtain on private equity investing in the water sector. And Brian does a great job, provides specific examples of companies they've invested in, things of that nature. So you're really going to enjoy this. And I think it'll be a fascinating interview. We also have Reese Tisdale back for a Bluefield on Tap segment where we're going to talk a little pipe materials, specifically plastic, and what that what some of Bluefield's research looks like in that regard. Before we get to Bluefield on Tap and our fantastic interview with Brian Iverson, a little housekeeping first and foremost, another hearty thank you to our sponsors. Again, they are Ziptility, Intera, Xylem, the American Water Works Association, and Black & Veatch. Thank you so much to those sponsors, and I'd like for you to do me a favor. If you work for any of your sponsors, or if you work with any of these sponsors, please thank them, thank your boss, thank your contact at the sponsor, and tell them that you appreciate their leadership in the industry through the sponsorship. If you're interviewing for a job with one of the sponsors, again, please thank them and let them know your appreciation for sponsoring the podcast. What better way to express and demonstrate that you are plugged into the water industry than to let your interviewer know that you listen to the Water Values Podcast and you appreciate their company sponsoring the podcast. So again, thank you so much to those sponsors. And as long as you're letting the sponsors know that you appreciate their support of the water industry education and thought leadership here on the Water Values Podcast, why not leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, or whatever other podcast directory you access the podcast on? That'd be greatly appreciated and will help others find out about the podcast. Finally, thanks for those ratings and reviews. We picked up another 5-star rating this week on Apple Podcasts, so thank you so much. Please remember to rate and review the podcast. So thanks again. Now it is time for Bluefield on Tap, where Reese Tisdale again talks pipe materials and plastics. So here we go. Well, Reese, welcome to another Bluefield on Tap. How you doing?
I'm pretty good, Dave. How about yourself?
Doing well, thanks. Settling in to getting ready for spring to get here. We finally have some sun here where I live. I mean, it's been a pretty gray winter.
It's been an in-between winter, which kind of stinks. Either give me snow or give me snow. it's right now in Boston, it's 45 degrees and raining.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a little tough.
Yeah. I ironically, the only snow appreciable snow we've had was back in November here in Southern Indiana. So it's, it hadn't really been much of a winter.
Yeah. So we haven't had much. I mean, we've been skiing up north. I was in Maine last week skiing for a couple weekends, and there was snow. They got a foot of snow, but I think after the rains today, it's all washed away. So
yeah,
it'll be ice tomorrow.
Yeah, good deal. All right. Well, what's on your mind? What are we talking about this week?
So, there's a lot going on as usual. One thing, for those of the listeners who may have already heard this, we put out a pipe report, underground pipe report, actually at the end of last year in Q4, and was looking at sort of capital expenditures for pipes. But more recently, it's just about to be released, was taking a deeper dive into the pipe market segment and really taking a look at materials and what the, if you want to call it, market share of different pipe materials, whether it be plastics, that being PVC, HDPE versus ductile and other in concrete, you know, how is that playing out? Because I think you've had guests on in the past that have, have interest, for lack of a better way to put it, interest in sort of what materials are being deployed for good or bad.
Right.
Across the municipal landscape.
Yeah. When you mentioned plastics, I know that Andrew Welton, who's up at Purdue, has been on because he's done a lot of research in that area. What's caught your eye about the pipe industry?
Well, I think what's interesting.